And if it is Friday morning, it is time to visit with Jamie Beckler at Coach Beckler on Twitter, Coach Beckler, BECHLER.com, former college coach, administrator, great father, great husband, great speaker, and great to have you back, Coach Jamie.
Well, thank you. Now, when you have the nickname Downtown Ollie Burroughs, is that your song?
Oh my goodness!
If you came up to bat for the Milwaukee Brewers, would that be the song that brought you up to the plate?
No, in my case, there would be no. Actually, this would be the song. Because my lifetime batting average is zero. There are those, Coach, who were has-beens, and there are those of us who were never wases. We'll just let it go at that.
Okay.
No, I've told the story. I took two in the head when I was 10, explains my behavior, and blew out the arm when I was 13 trying to become a pitcher because I couldn't stand in anymore. And there's no more noise in my shoulder than an 18-wheeler because the arm is not properly developed kinesiologically to throw breaking balls until you're about 16. So I started coaching at age 14, and then I became an umpire and did officiating and stuff like that. And the rest, Jamie Beckler, is history. But thanks for asking.
It's always interesting to think of what your song would be, like if you were Rick Vaughn from Major League and coming into Wild Thing, what your song would be.
You know what? I did wear the tools of ignorance behind the plate. I have no idea. It would probably be something like the theme from Addams Family. I'll have to think about that one. No, what happened was there was a player for the Philadelphia Phillies when I lived out in Philadelphia. And the last time I did play competitively, and it was true slow-pitch softball, unlimited arc, four balls, three strikes, none of the beer league mat ball that's played in some places. And that's when I tore up my knee and played on a knee I couldn't bend as catcher. Because I wanted to play so badly. And I once broke up the only perfect game in league history. Tomahawked one into right field, limped down, and beat the throw from the right fielder. Otherwise, a perfect game in slow pitch, which has never happened. I broke it up. So, you see, there's my claim to fame.
Well, at least you were on that end of it and not on the end where you were the catcher and you messed up the perfect game.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
By giving up a pass ball.
Well, you see, in our league, when the ball hit the ground, cross the plate or touch the catcher's glove in slow pitch, that was a variation they could steal. And on one leg, I even threw a guy out once stealing. They thought I couldn't do it. So there,
his one leg must have been a lot slower.
Hey, speaking of that, JB, do you know what goes vroomp, thump, vroomp, thump?
No idea.
A centipede with a wooden leg.
Wow, okay.
It's Friday morning, Jamie. Hey, you have been working. You've been burning the midnight oil, haven't you? Because you have just gotten ready for press. And, of course, until it's finally printed, it's always subject to editorial change, a new book. Am I correct, Jamie Beckler?
Yeah, a real book, if you will. You know, I've written a few e-books.
Okay.
And those have taken some time each, you know, with the editing process and that kind of in the formatting, but you know, a actual real book that will be printed with a hardcover and you know the normal way and getting it ready for Kindle, and that's been a much much more arduous process than the ebooks that I've done. But yeah, we're really excited about that. The I believe the release date is July 25th, so it's still about a little under 2 months away from actually being released mm-hmm. to the public. But we're very excited about it. It's a book on leadership. It'll be for teams, for sports teams, primarily for student athletes. So, you know, I'm really excited about it because I think one of the things that I've seen throughout my career as a coach, and even now as I go around and train in the leadership realm, is that I see a lot of parents and even grandparents, aunts, uncles, they spend a lot of money on lessons, sports lessons, or they spend a lot of money taking their kids to tournaments, AAU tournaments, baseball tournaments, whatever it is. They spend all this money and time on physical tools, on physical skills, but they don't spend any time or effort on the mental part, on character part, on the leadership part. And that's really oftentimes what's the differential between success and failure, or between a person achieving their potential and not achieving their potential. And that oftentimes gets overlooked, not just by parents or grandparents, but also coaches do that too. Coaches don't always take time during their practices or take time during their week to work on some of those skills. But, you know, that's a huge part of any sport is what your leadership development is, and what kind of character, what kind of intangibles that your kids have. And so this book will be it's an easy-to-read book for the students. Each chapter, you can read each chapter by itself. You don't have to sit down, you know, next to the fire and read it all in one sitting from start to finish. You can pick out different chapters, and each chapter contains a whole bunch of relevant stories that help illustrate points about leadership and character development for the student athletes. So it should be pretty helpful for coaches, you know, if they want to get that for their kids, for their players. And if you're a parent, you know, that's a whole lot better. Or if you're a grandparent, buying that book's a whole lot better than buying a $10 pair of socks from Walmart.
Well,
as a gift.
Yeah, I was going to say, so this sounds like something that is unique in that it's focused on the student athlete. And as a result of that, this is something that, you know, and when it comes out, July 25th, and I presume it can be pre-ordered at Amazon.com. Am I right, Coach?
It will be. It's not up on Amazon yet.
Okay.
But it can be pre-ordered at TheLeadershipPlayBook.com.
TheLeadershipPlayBook.com. Okay.
Yep, TheLeadershipPlayBook.com, and that's the name of the book. The subtitle is Become Your Team's Most Valuable Leader. And so, you know, everyone wants to be the most outstanding player or the most valuable player, but everyone can become their team's most valuable leader. And if you get a whole bunch of most valuable leaders on a team, then you're probably going to have a pretty good team. And those players are not only going to improve their ability to play, improve their chances of playing, but they're also going to become much more marketable when they fill out a college application, when they go for a summer job. They're just going to have a whole, they're going to develop those, what some people would call soft skills, but they're going to develop those intangibles that really are more important down the road than just their ability to dribble a basketball or hit a curveball.
And one of the things that when people call them soft skills, though, they translate, soft skills translate very clearly in success in whatever endeavor, whether it's athletic, whether it's business, education, government, because those skills transcend whatever activity you're involved in.
Yeah, they really do. And you know, being an athlete, and certainly I'm biased because I was an athlete, then I was a coach, but being an athlete allows you to have highs and lows every single day. Because within the same practice, within the same game, you're going to experience some setbacks, you're going to experience some struggles, you're going to experience some success, and you're going to deal, you're going to have self-discipline by yourself. You're going to have to work with teammates. You're going to have all of that all within sometimes a two-hour practice frame every single day. And so what happens is, as an athlete, you develop those skills that you're going to need in life a little bit better than someone maybe that hasn't been an athlete. Enterprise Car Rental used to do a TV commercial talking about how they like to hire athletes because they're much more prepared for the job market and to handle the stuff that's going to come out there in the quote-unquote real world. And, you know, so being an athlete really helps somebody when they go to college. It really helps somebody when they get into the rigors of life, and, you know, when you have your ups and downs. And to go further with that, developing those leadership skills even more so, where you understand that it's not just if you're a manager at a business, it's not just if you're the captain on a sports team, it's not just if you're the boss to be a leader, but anyone can be a leader because you can lead yourself, and then you can lead your closest associates or your closest friends. And the leadership expert John Maxwell talks about leadership is really just influence. And so we all have the ability to influence. We may not all have positional leadership, like as a manager or a supervisor, but we certainly can all have influence over somebody. And so that's a major theme of the book, is helping kids understand that everything they do, they can have influence over others in a positive way, both verbally and non-verbally. And the verbal is not the Tim Tebow rah-rah type thing, or the quarterback getting in the huddle and rah-rah, we got to win this one, you know, go 90 yards to score a touchdown. Sometimes verbal is just, you know, friends talking to friends. You're just verbalizing things to friends, and you're influencing them just like you would when you decide what restaurant you're going to go eat at or what movie you're going to watch that night. So, you know, I think there's a lot of things that, you know, if kids approach this with the right perspective, and understand that leadership is different than what they've always thought it was. You know, they always think it's about the captain or about the senior or about the starter. And if they go into it thinking it's about influence, then I think their perspective will change, which will then allow them to be a better player, which ultimately will allow their team to be better as well.
He's Coach Jamie Beckler at Coach Beckler, coachbeckler.com. And the title of the book, one more time, Jamie, is?
The Leadership Playbook. Become your team's most valuable leader. And they can pre-order that or get some more information at theleadershipplaybook.com.
That's what we'll need to leave it for today. Coach, we'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Ollie.